Mr. Economides, in your view, does Papandreou still have a chance to remain Prime Minister after the confidence vote of tonight?
Well, I think there is a chance that his own parliamentary party will give the government a vote of confidence. And it could be that after midnight tonight, Greek time, he still will be Prime Minister. But it's also become evident that it's going to be on a knife edge. It's going to be a very close vote. And even if it does go in his favour, there are a number of very senior MPs in his party and very senior ministers in his government who are starting to make demands about what happens the day after. And that really revolves around forming some kind of consensus politics approach, a coalition government to take Greece forward, which is something that, of course, I think would spell the end for Mr. Papandreou.
And would such a government, such a consensus government, be able to pursue a different policy than Mr. Papandreou?
I don't think the consensus government, if and when it comes about, will be able to pursue a different policy. I think what the opposition, for example, are demanding now is a government which doesn't include the two political leaders of PASOK and New Democracy, the two major parties, the party of government and the party of opposition, but is led by somebody who is a neutral, a technocrat perhaps, and whose role it will be to ensure that the money that is has been promised to Greece as part of the two bailout packages, including the last one agreed on October 26th, is forthcoming. And once all of that has been negotiated and settled and the money is available, then the country should go to elections to see what the people of the country want in terms of a government and of a policy. So this is the problem we're faced with now, that there are two parties, the government party and the opposition party, who have slightly diametrically opposed views about where we should go after the vote of confidence tonight.
But still, such a consensus government would be in a kind of very awkward balance between the PASOK and the opposition party. Do I get that right?
Yes, it would be. It would be an awkward balance, but the offer that's being discussed is one in which a government that doesn't include major political figures from these two parties. And it really would be a temporary interim government that would see through the next few weeks to ensure that Greece doesn't go bankrupt, essentially, and then to put a range of issues to a national election, to allow the electorate to decide, in effect, what they want the policy to be for the future of Greece.
That scenario has come about also because of Mr. Papandreou's slightly erratic politics in the last 72 hours, announcing a referendum, angering half of Europe, then dropping that plan again. Do you see any rationale behind that seemingly erratic behavior?
Well, he himself has tried to justify it, to say that it was a completely rational policy. It was something he did on purpose, expressly, to flush out the opposition, to make them agree to the bailout plan, which was agreed on the 26th of October in Brussels. Because, of course, the opposition party up to now had been denying that they would ever agree to such a plan because they weren't part of it. But for me, it seems just another point in a very erratic series of decisions that Mr. Papandreou has made and then stepped back from, turned back from, in the last 18 months. Not so long ago, he made a half-hearted attempt of an offer to a coalition government with Mr. Samaras, and then within a few hours, he retracted that offer and said, I never made it. Now he offered a referendum, promised a referendum, and within 24 hours had to step back from that. Just 48 hours ago, he threatened to resign, then he stepped back from that. So we really cannot see how this can be interpreted in any other way but as an erratic ploy by Mr. Papandreou to save his own government and to save himself as Prime Minister of that government.
So the Greek are right when they blame the politicians for the current fiasco?
I think the Greek electorate, to a certain extent, are right in blaming a succession of Greek politicians for the fiasco. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's not just 18 months. It's not just 5 years. I think this is a process which has been going on for the last generation. And in that generation, of course, you've had a Greek political class, which is an establishment. It really is an establishment. It's a rather narrow class of people who have been elected and rule the country. But a point which I make repeatedly, and I think I have to make again, is that these people were elected into power and re-elected into power by the Greek electorate. And so there is a link between the political establishment and the Greek electorate, because they have, for 30 years, supported a political class, which in turn has allowed many people in Greece to benefit from the clientelistic relationships that exist between politicians and the electorate in Greece.
Now that has to change also because the other European countries are making that a condition for their help to Greece. Do you perceive an understanding in Greece itself that this sort of culture of clientelism has come to an end and that Greece has to change?
Well, I think Greece has to change not only because there are some external demands, if not conditions for it to change. I think, for example, there's a new generation, young generation of Greeks who all they see in front of them is years of unemployment and hardship, who feel that they are not best represented by the kinds of politicians who are in power today. And of course, there's also an understanding that it may be the time to actually move beyond the current kinds of political arrangements we have, both in terms of clientelism, but also in terms of simply the parties that exist and how best they represent the interests of Greece. I would be interested to see in the next general election in Greece, if that were to take place in 4 weeks or 4 months, we are not sure when, what kinds of results the two major parties, PASOK and New Democracy, get, and whether they are in fact able to form a government either independently or together. My suspicion is that they will get very low percentages of the vote, which will show a complete dissatisfaction of the electorate in the current political system.
But notwithstanding that electoral decision, do you see any understanding that it doesn't go without major cuts for a lot of people, it was not just the establishment who profited from that sort of clientelistic relationship. Do you think that the Greek public in general is willing to accept those cuts that they are facing?
I think the Greek public in general is being squeezed to a point now where it's going to explode. But I also think there's a realization among Greeks that something does have to give in the political system. And I think the problem is that on the one hand, and opinion polls in Greece in the last week have shown this, on the one hand, Greeks by and large want to stay within the Eurozone. They want to remain within the European Union. And 60 to 70% of Greeks in an opinion poll last week said they did want to stay in the Euro. At the same time, the same percentage, when asked the question do you accept the latest plans, austerity plans and bailout package, said, no, we don't accept them. So there's a dichotomy in what the Greek wants. And I think this has partly come about because of what has occurred in Greece in the last 20 or 30 years, where Greece has benefited tremendously from membership of the European Union, politically, economically, in a variety of different ways. And yet at the same time, when the chips are down, and when, in a sense, Greece is called to perform as a mainstream member of the European Union, all sorts of questions arise.
During all that time, during those 20 to 30 years, it was only a few families that more or less alternated at the head of Greek politics. One of them is the family of Prime Minister Papandreou. Do you think that this kind of dynastic politics is also at the core of the Greek malaise?
This is a question which comes up repeatedly. Every decade, every generation of Greek politics, we are asked this question of whether the end of the Greek political dynasties is at hand. This current Prime Minister, George Papandreou, is not only the son of a Prime Minister, but is also the grandson of a Prime Minister. So there's three members of his family, heirs in his family, who are Prime Ministers. The other families, the Karamanlis families, for example, the Mitsotakis families, have also held either very important positions or have been Prime Ministers and Presidents. And so one always asks the question of whether this is the end of this kind of politics. And it may be that there may, in skipping a generation of politicians, new faces will emerge that move away from these kinds of politics. But there's always the point that Greeks like to have familiar faces and familiar names leading them, and so that doesn't discount the possibility of this kind of political system continuing in the future.
And now in that situation of crisis, are there any younger politicians within the two big parties or new political forces emerging?
It's not clear whether there are younger faces who are now ready to take over, but of course that can change rather quickly in any kind of political system. What is clear, though, is that there is a degree of stagnation within the political party system, and the two major parties still dominate, and we've yet to see an emergence of a new force. But as I said previously, I think the next general election may prove that the two major parties are coming to a natural end in terms of their popularity within the Greek electorate, which may necessitate the formulation of new political groupings, which could provide a different kind of politics for the future in Greece.
Frequently, those times of crisis are a good feeding ground for very populist politicians trying to, I don't know, play on nationalistic feelings, etc. Is that something probable in Greece?
I think the question of populism and nationalism is as alive in Greece as it is in most other European countries, of the north, of the south, of the east, of the west. And there is one party in parliament, which is a right-wing nationalist party. But I think what happens in Greece is that most of these kinds of tensions tend to be contained within the two major political parties. And so we have a long history of populism and nationalism being carried through either PASOK or New Democracy when they've been in power or in opposition, rather than manifesting themselves in the emergence of some other powerful group which becomes represented in parliament. So yes, there will be populism. Yes, there will be nationalism. Yes, there is a party in parliament which represents some of these points, but usually these kinds of issues are channeled through the major parties.